Hello, it's Angel. How are you? I hope you're great. I'm good. For this pillow talk, I wanted to talk about things I was grateful for. I'm grateful for. For the last year, I started writing in a special journal, and I've gone through a few since then. But every day I make it a point to sit down and write down and fill up a whole page of the journal what I'm grateful for. So I write down, I'm grateful for my family or my pets and my voice and you guys and special people in my life, and I just keep going until I fill the whole page up with everything I'm grateful for. It always puts me in a good mood just to see how many things. And some days it's hard, trust me. Some days three or four things, and I'm like, I don't know. But it just shows, I'm like, oh, this is not a good place to be right now in my head if I could only think of five things I'm grateful for. So it always puts me in a better mood. Not that I'm really ever in a really bad mood, but it's always nice to be positive and remember what you're grateful for. And then on the other page, I always write the things I want, which probably sounds a little selfish or a little self-centered, or I would pick a word, I don't know. But it's not usually material things. I mean, occasionally, just like what I want out of life. And it's a really good reminder every day of what I want, and it kind of helps me sculpt a plan to make sure that those things get accomplished someday. A lot of times it's travel or wanting to do something special with a special person, or to make sure I get to have a certain experience that I've always wanted, things like that. And I was talking to a friend the other day, and it was really funny because I don't know that I've really ever been called this before. But I was telling her about how I have this really cheesy, I don't know why I tell you guys this stuff. I always get embarrassed after I do, but I don't mean to be embarrassed. Like, anyways, I have this really cheesy thought about I like watching people. That sounds not in the dirty way at all. But I do. I like watching people do things they love to do. And so I have this like image in my head of sitting in a garage watching someone, work on the things they love in their garage, and just sitting there, just curled up with a blanket, sitting on a stool, just with tea, watching, and just, being a part of that. Because trust me, I would be no help with anything in the garage, nothing at all. But I do. That's one of the things I really like doing, is just being a part of the special people in my life and what they like to do. And she was like, "You're such a cheerleader." And I was like, "A cheerleader?" Because I was never a che- I was not a cheerleader. I did a lot of other things, but that was not one of them. But I think she just meant because I try to be so supportive and so positive. So we can continue talking, and she always puts herself down when she feels anything besides positive and motivated. So if she's feeling sad, or she's feeling depressed, or she's feeling unhappy, or any other emotion besides happy, she really puts herself down for. And I never said anything. And finally, I'm like, why? Why do you feel bad about feeling those things? Your feelings are valid. No one goes through their whole life just being happy. It's not a bad thing to feel sad or angry or scared or anything. You need to validate it. You need to validate yourself and be like, okay, right now, you know, I'm feeling this. And you really need to, you know, sit there and kind of feel those things, because if you don't, they're just going to keep coming back. I mean, until you deal with that, why you're feeling that way. I always play this stupid game with myself. It's like, if I'm not liking the way I'm feeling, like if I'm feeling anxious or sad, I always play this game of why am I feeling this way, and kind of try and sort through the past couple of days or the most recent events in my life to why I would be feeling that way. And I found this really great poem that I'm going to share with you. Try not to make too much noise while I open the book to the page. But this is a poem. It's a poem by Rumi, and it's really good. It's called The Guest House. This being human is a guest house, every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweeps your house empty of its furniture. Still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. And I love that, because it's so great to be able to feel all these different things. You know, there's some people that can't feel love, that can't feel happiness, that can't feel certain emotions, and or just don't. It's not a common thing for them, or they don't recognize it when they are. So, you know, every morning you do wake up in a little different mood. I mean, you have a general sense of, oh my God, why do I have to get up at this early hour? Probably. But, you know, even if like your day starts off and it's really shitty, and then you're like, wow, I am not happy today. You know, embrace that, because you're feeling that. And so you know that you can only get better. Or if you're feeling really happy, enjoy it, because, you know, sometimes happiness doesn't last that long during certain days. So I love that, because you should just, regardless of what you're feeling, just welcome it in, accept it, go through it, and, you know, hopefully learn something from it. I'm always so grateful for the super happy days, or for the days that leave me grinning or blushing or excited, or, you know, because those are the great days. But you can't appreciate those days if you only look for them. I mean, you have to sit through the bad ones to really enjoy the good ones. So I'm always grateful for the good ones. Another thing, I went out to breakfast with my grandma today. My grandma is quite old and fortunately very healthy. And, but her friends are not. And, so I'm sitting there in being introduced to them and all of that at breakfast, and, listening to all of them talk about, you know, their grandchildren and how they very rarely see them, or how, which kind of worked out in my favor, because then grandma was like, wow, I have a really great granddaughter, because I see her all the time. But, you know, it was nice to listen to all of these older people and kind of just be grateful, you know, for my health, for her health, because most of them weren't in that great of health. But, today was really just a day of being grateful, and I guess I just wanted to share it with you guys. So I hope, maybe some of you will start your own little journal of everything you're grateful for. Even if you don't do it every day, even if you just do it when you're not real happy. So if you're just having a sad day or a crappy day or a lonely day, you know, just give it a try. Even if you can only like think up 10 things, you know, it always makes me feel better. But I just want you all to know that I'm very, very grateful for you. And each and every one of you is very special. Even if I have never spoken to you, never written you, don't even know you exist in the world, I promise you, you are very special and very important. And you make a difference in this world. Even if you don't think you do, promise you, you do. All right? So this is my virtual hug to all of you. I love you all very much. And I hope you are all very well. Take care.